My Blessing of Love and Comfort by Abby Miles. I sat anxiously in the back seat of the car as my parents and I made our way to our stake patriarch's house to receive my patriarchal blessing. A few weeks before, I had been praying earnestly about receiving my patriarchal blessing and realized that I had many questions that I felt would be answered if I received it. Those same thoughts filled my mind as we arrived at the patriarch's house. When we got inside, he asked me questions, mainly about my life and my interests, so that he could get to know me better. Then he gave me my patriarchal blessing. I had faith that my questions would be answered, and they were. But one thing that I didn't anticipate, a feeling that I will never forget, is how well Heavenly Father knows me. There are many benefits to getting a patriarchal blessing. One of the most important to me is personal guidance. A question that I think many youth have is, what does the future hold for me? We have a lot of questions, such as where to go to college, who am I going to marry, and about preparing and serving a mission. My patriarchal blessing does not tell me which college to go to, but after receiving it, I realized that I can pray to Heavenly Father and ask Him anything. He will help me find the way with the Holy Ghost as my guide. The personal guidance of a patriarchal blessing extends to other important life choices, such as choosing right from wrong. That leads to another important benefit. Protection. My patriarchal blessing contains warnings. Looking back, I've realized that I'm human, and there have been times when I have not heeded those warnings. He knows what choices will make me happy, and which ones will not. I realize that I will feel closer to my Heavenly Father when I heed the warnings in my blessing. Our patriarchal blessings are precious and priceless treasures. Not only do they provide personal guidance and protection, but a patriarchal blessing is also a source of comfort. Reading our patriarchal blessings often can strengthen and comfort us. One day I was feeling down, and I remembered something someone told me. If you don't know that Heavenly Father loves you, ask Him. So I did just that. I didn't hear a small voice say, "Yes, absolutely," or, "Of course I love you." But I did feel prompted to read my patriarchal blessing. So I pulled it out. Before I read a single word, I was overcome with emotion. I felt the Spirit testify to me in my heart boldly that my Heavenly Father loves me, and that my patriarchal blessing is not just a blessing about the future, but also a blessing of love and comfort whenever I need it. The author lives in Washington, USA. A personal Leah Hona. Your blessing is not to be folded neatly and tucked away. It is not to be framed or published. Rather, it is to be read. It is to be loved. It is to be followed. Your patriarchal blessing will see you through the darkest night. It will guide you through life's dangers. Your patriarchal blessing is to you a personal Leah Hona to chart your course and guide your way. President Thomas S. Monson, 1927 through 2018. Your patriarchal blessing, a Leah Hona of Light. October 1986, General Conference. End of the story. My Blessing of Love and Comfort by Abby Miles. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.